Incubus Grotto, a Sestina by David M. Pitchford. Should the incubus tell his hostess of his love beneath the waning moon, she shall own him, all your legends say, save one that measures what desire is not, when it dwells in the corrupt heart of the demon consort. This tale, intriguing, tells of dark desires between a playing damsel and her demon lover. In a grotto where blossom fragrant trees, lover met beloved at moment's glance, and seeming love blooms beneath their waxing moon, fed on bright desires and circumstance. O orchard maiden, how your eyes consume my darkness with light, sings that demon under moonlight and eyes of angels, whose task is not to judge nor encourage, but record movements. Not prejudiced, knowing providence, no true lover faults for indiscretion. Nature's law and demon none commands, but beholden to truth, life, and love. What manner of being, lover, are you? For your eyes are cold behind with pale facade of deep desires, and yet haunting as haunted, our unspoken desires, which promise fulfillment, yet leave the aching void not filled. I see and know you by intuition, and your brazen, flashing eyes from dreams. Are you come, lover, to embrace me neath this pale moon and conjure love? Pale tressed, of dark skin, the maiden to her demon advances, hand outstretched, beckoning her demon to fill her aching heart, fulfill her bright desires with love's lusts, dancing panacea, that fleshly love which moralists abhor between man and woman, not bound in matrimonial vow. One to lover, lover to other. You would risk for this black heart your eternal soul, damsel. What is it you risk your heaven for? To be the plaything of a demon? What do you hold to your foolish hope some true lover might tempt in such disguise? Her reply? My desire shall make of devil a man, and of our love shall not be born less than what is holy and good. For love is the purity of hope in the perfection of desires. Lost are the legend's end and moral, wise men not caring to share this wisdom of the power of love.